Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Intimidation of witnesses and fear of testifying in criminal cases have long made the prosecution of gang-related crimes notoriously difficult. So this week, in a murder case being tried for the third time in Suffolk Superior Court, prosecutors are using a tough new strategy. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
LaToya Thomas Dixon is 21 years old and looks like the girl next door. But she's had a problem telling the truth. She's been the Commonwealth's key witness in the trial, the retrial, and what's about to become the re-retrial of two men charged with murder. At first, she testified she was with the defendants at the scene of the murder of 18-year-old Cedric Steele in Roxbury in March 2007. Then, in the middle of the second trial, she said she wasn't there at all. The jury deadlocked in the first trial and then again in the second. Now, as the prosecution heads into the third trial, LaToya Thomas Dixon's problem telling the truth has become even more acute. In fact, the government is so intent on convicting the two alleged gang members that it's charged its own key witness with perjury.
And I plead to indictment 2010-11025, offense 1, charging you with perjury.
To make its point, the prosecution asked that Thomas Dixon be held on $1 million bail. So now, on the eve of the third trial, she's in jail. And yesterday, she came to court in shackles. While up on the eighth floor of Suffolk Superior Court, a jury was being chosen for that third murder trial, down here on the seventh floor, prosecutor Mark Lee was outlining a separate case against its star witness, Thomas Dixon.
Ms. Thomas Dixon, known to two defendants named Daniel Pinckney and Antoine Carter.
Alleged members of the Mass Ave Hornets. They were looking for members of a rival gang, Thomas Dixon had testified initially. She'd said she was in the front seat with Pinckney, her former boyfriend, when Carter got out of the back seat with a silver handgun.
She saw Mr. Carter leave the vehicle, after which she heard gunshots, and that soon after the gunshots, Mr. Carter returned to the car where he attempted to hand her a gun.
Back at the corner, though she said she didn't see him, lay Cedric Steele, an 18-year-old honors student with no gang connections and seven bullet wounds. Such was Thomas Dixon's testimony until halfway through the last trial. That was in March. But then her behavior changed completely. She fled three times from police, and on the stand she told defense attorneys a different story altogether. According to prosecutor Mark Lee,
Ms. Thomas Dixon testified under oath that on that date that she was not in Boston, that she was in Webster, Massachusetts at the time Mr. Steele was killed.
So what would make LaToya Thomas Dixon change her story? The prosecution says it was clear. They had taped phone calls that the alleged shooter, Antoine Carter, made from jail in 2007. They were chilling. If she rats, I could be gone forever, Carter says to a friend. You expletive got to take care of that expletive. In another call, she got to be, bro, she got to be history. Carter even wrote a letter telling a friend, I need you to bust that expletive.
It's scary. It's scary. And it's real fear. So you can't take that lightly. And I think everyone in that community is subject to that fear.
Rafi Yassayan, who's now a defense attorney, once worked as a Suffolk County prosecutor. He headed the anti-gang unit. He says the prosecution is now making an aggressive statement by taking its star witness to court before putting her back on the stand as its witness.
I mean, I've never seen that done. It was something that we definitely thought of doing back at the time when I was in the DA's office, but there's obvious concerns with that. It's a pretty interesting strategy, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Ms. Thomas Dixon, did you hear those facts?
Yes, ma'am.
And you understand that by pleading guilty here today, you're admitting to the truth of those facts?
Yes.
Questioned by a judge in Suffolk Superior Court yesterday, Thomas Dixon admitted that her last testimony about never being at the murder scene in Roxbury with the defendants was false.
So, you're pleading guilty here and admitting that you gave that false testimony because you are guilty and did give that false testimony. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So now, the prosecution has LaToya Thomas Dixon where they want her, in jail, so she can't run away. and awaiting sentencing. It could even mean life in prison for perjury, but sentencing won't take place until after she testifies in the murder case. Whether the jurors believe a now-admitted perjurer is telling the truth may decide whether there'll be a third deadlock. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.